He has to.
He likes it because every time the subject changes, he hits the button.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think we're there.
Check.
Maybe we should have started at 9:30.
I know.
How's why? What's the time frame for you guys?
An hour.
We don't have one.
It's any time.
Yeah, but we're not recording now.
We've been recording.
Yeah,
we have been recording.
We're 3 minutes in.
Are you kidding?
No. You didn't say anything too bad.
He likes to start when I'm not ready.
Mommy's proud. So,
amen.
We have a guest. If the three listeners who regular this show haven't noticed, the voice sounds very familiar.
Listen up, all three of you.
This is Sean Sylvain, the ghost
trucker.
We're
not supposed to say last names.
You can.
All right. We'll give him a Sean Vasil. Sean Vasil.
Vagisil.
Sean Vagisil. The G is silent. So I guess I'll just mention, I went to look at a house yesterday.
You did?
Yes. And I am fucked.
No, you're not.
We saw a beautiful three-bedroom ranch. Brand new, done up. Not the house, but the interior is completely all brand new.
Yeah.
And they asked $350, which I guess nowadays is pretty acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Manchester, and it is probably going to sell for $450, but they say $350 to kind of get the $300,000.
So did you put an offer in?
Yeah, we're putting an offer in, but there's no chance. Don't say that. Oh, I'm saying it. There's no chance that I'll get this house.
There's a chance.
So we're already looking for other. We're going to look at another house tomorrow in Nashua, which is a total fixer upper for $365.
It sucks, right?
Yeah. Total fixer-upper. It's on Spitbrook Road. Our neighborhood.
Our old neighborhood. Oh, yeah.
Searles Road. Not Spitbrook. Sorry. No. Searles Road.
Uh-huh. Our old day.
And I believe a guy might have died in it.
That's okay. Oh. Maybe Sean can go over there and do a little bit of his ghost stuff.
Maybe. But it has, like, it's the carpets are from the 80s.
That's just cosmetic.
No. There's a lot of cosmetic stuff involved.
It's a facelift.
It's a smaller house, too, compared to the one in Manchester for $350, which will go for $450. So this fixer-upper at $365, guessing it'll probably sell for $400. Right?
Yeah.
And then,
even now?
Yeah. Chris, if you were in the market, you would understand. I'm telling you right now. It's so upside down right now. And we looked at some realtor.com has some facts about how many homes are on the market. And in Hillsborough County, there's like 90 homes for sale.
That's it?
You know how many thousands of homes there are? There's only 90. And 50% of them are modulars, mobile homes, condos.
Wall-to-wall carpet.
Oh,
shit that can blow away in a tornado.
Pretty much.
You don't want to do that.
That's my excitement for this whole thing. I think more houses will come down the pike in the spring. I know it is winter, but I'm not hopeful that there's going to be a ton of stuff. So you gotta like be quick draw McGraw with your bank and be able to like pull the trigger without seeing stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know the people are buying houses for cash. It's crazy, but way overpriced.
Yeah,
interest rates are. Last week we got we looked at a house and so we got the number sent to us for the mortgage and at that time it was 6.5%. Midweek we had another house. We sent our bank the information. They sent us 2 days later. It was 6.75%. In the same week it went up three times. It's crazy. What do I do, Sean?
Sean, that's why Sean's here today.
Yeah.
For financial advice. Go.
You don't.
He's like,
go.
I didn't prepare for this.
Just get it.
Do you own a home?
Rent a tent.
Rent a tent.
Yeah, mobile.
Get a yurt.
A mobile home. You can buy a mobile home for like $150,000 and it'd be nice.
Oh, really, Chris?
Yes.
Well, first of all.
You can park it on my yard.
Yeah, that'll work. But if you buy a mobile home for $150,000, now they're almost $200,000 around here. The land
not
leases,
a mobile home. That's not what I meant. I meant an RV.
An RV would be
mobile,
better.
That meaning that. Yes.
Yeah. Then you can have
you can park
grill.
It right out here. In
oh
the
yeah.
Parking
yeah.
lot.
And then you can sell food out of it.
I'd be closer to like we wouldn't.
You could
would
barbecue
all be in the same
like
room.
You want to do. You could just step outside your house and whip it out. Your barbecue, your meat.
Your hot dog.
I would just cook pizzas inside the freaking truck.
You'd be like, you guys are going outside to make a pizza, and then you make a pizza. That'd be perfect.
It'd be
for
so
you.
Hot inside.
You'd be like the ice cream man outside of Elm Street Junior High.
Yeah.
The
I didn't go to Elm Street.
I went to Elm Street for 8th and 9th grade.
I went to Fairgrounds.
Me too, for 7th. So
Rumble,
I got the
Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, Sean, what's up this morning? What do you got? You said you bring me a package.
Oh.
And I saw you show up with a manila folder.
Wait a
Where is
second.
It?
A package of what?
Oh, these look like pictures?
No.
What is it?
Jesus.
Well, you said you wanted to talk about Rush, so I figured I'd show you something.
I think we said we didn't want to talk about Taylor Swift. Rush. This is where Chris signs off for about 10 minutes.
Oh, this is Rush stuff.
Check this out.
All right, any Rush fans?
No, Chris isn't.
Chris, well, I mean,
what is this?
This is a piece of wood from the parquet floor where Neil Peart had his drum set up.
Wow, this is,
you know,
the Tom Sawyer video and the Limelight video?
Yes. Oh. That's from the floor.
That's crazy. I'm going to smell it.
You can smell it. It might smell like wood.
I can smell Neil's sweat.
All three of you that are listening, two are passing a piece of wood back and forth, sniffing
no
it.
No way.
It's part of the parquet floor.
Did you run this through any of your ghost devices?
No.
I wonder what would happen, because Neil is gone, so...
I wonder.
What does it smell like?
You can smell it.
You want to smell my wood? I can't smell anything.
Chris, smell my wood.
She's smelling it.
What's my wood?
You know what I used
like?
To do at Home Depot, because the wood department smelled so good? I used to go up and lick the 2x4s.
Lick?
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, because it.
You licked the 2x4s?
I licked my blocks.
Yeah.
All right. Is that your blocks up by the cash register?
Yeah, I will never use wood again from Home Depot.
the lumber smells so good. Sorry.
All right, so we have a card.
Yes, Richard Baxter.
I hope these are real. Somebody might have.
No, it's real.
Oh, that's his card. So he bought, he just went in and grabbed a bunch of stuff, and now he's
Well, Richard Baxter was starting the rebuild, the Kickstarter for Rebuild Le Studio, to make it a studio again.
For Le Studio.
Yes, but Le Studio got, Mother Nature took its course.
Mother Nature.
You donated twice?
No.
Oh, you got two thank yous.
Yeah, you buy a t-shirt, you get a piece of wood.
Oh.
Hence the t-shirt that I wore today.
All right, so you got a thank you letter.
So if people are wondering.
If anybody knows who Richard Baxter is, you're a true Rush fan. I guess I'm not, because I've never heard of this guy.
Yes.
Man, that's
He invited
nuts.
Me up. Go hang out.
And?
Go hang out.
And?
Did you go?
I told him I'd like to.
Oh, crap.
Go see where the studio was and
I haven't
go
seen
see
this
Neil's.
One. This is the official.
He said we can watch Neil Peart's old TV because he has it.
Wow, that's cool. It's probably still better than mine from today. These pieces are very limited. This is hashtag wood.
Wood.
So why did they leave? Did they? Oh, it's a whiteout? What? They wrote in after the hashtag. What was it blank for?
To fill in the number.
Oh, okay.
But there
so
is
they
no
just write it.
There They're is no yeah. There is no number, so they just put wood.
Chris, you look so interested in this.
I know. I was just thinking about what I need to get at the grocery store. Sorry, I don't mean to downplay your obsession.
Rush,
I'm sorry.
For me, it's like the first time I met a girl, which is my wife, and everybody knows that. But the first, you know, that feeling like when I first discovered Rush, I always like. Remember back. I can remember the day, and I can just remember being totally impressed and in such a geeky way. I know, but it is like an experience. Like it's not like when you've discovered.
Don't
Def
you still
Leppard
feel like that though?
Or Motley Crue or anything like that. Like
Do you
I
still
don't
feel like that.
No, I still think back of the day when I first discovered Rush. Similar to my discovery of anime, which is another geek
Ooh.
Thing. But
sorry, that's one I'm going to be absent for that
that's
podcast.
That's a secret. Nobody should know that about me. But the first thing I ever heard from Rush was Xanadu. And
nice.
I joined a band back when I was 14 years old, and I never heard of Rush. And they played me that song, and I was like, oh, my God, the intro was – you just don't know what we're talking about. But it's, like, so atmospheric, and it just kind of plays with you in a way where you get drawn in, almost like a high.
And you can't
you
be
would
just
understand that, right? Getting high.
And you can't be distracted when you – listen to it. You gotta have to have your headphones in.
I know. I have a band that I feel like that with. So
Tommy Lee,
No.
You keep talking about him.
Oh, he keeps appearing in my dream.
She's had reoccurring dreams with Tommy Lee.
But not like in a sexual way. It was more like he was my best friend.
Like you were hanging out?
He was asking for my advice.
Tommy Lee got put in the friend zone.
Yeah.
What advice was he asking for?
No, he was running for office, so he asked me.
Isn't that funny?
He asked me what he should do to win, and I said maybe not run up and down the hallway naked. I don't know.
Right.
That was my advice.
Such a simple dream.
Mm. Oh, everybody, it. Cheers.
Yeah.
Sip on a coffee. On that note.
That means we changed the subject in your interview here. Yeah. So,
we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, there's really nothing to talk about now. Dead air.
No.
Dead air.
Help us, Sean.
Yep.
What have you been doing lately with the ghost adventure stuff?
Nothing on that realm.
You've taken, since the last time we talked, you kind of like taking a break?
I've been concentrating on work.
Work.
And I put in my notice after 22 years.
You what? Did?
Are you retiring or are you moving to a different company?
Moving to a different company.
Really?
Driving
good
a
for
truck?
You.
Yes.
What company? Swift?
No.
Rail?
Rail.
That's what beginner truckers go to. They get
sucked
in.
Or in the same place?
No, I get to drive to Boston.
Driving to Boston
sucks,
though.
Man.
Yeah, but it's not going to be during rush hour.
Is it to the same warehouse?
It's like wicked early in the morning.
It's basically exactly what I'm doing now. To the same warehouses.
What do you do again?
Just for a different company.
Yeah.
And making more money?
Yes.
Well,
there you go.
He's all about the money.
But it's kind of bittersweet because you've been there for 22 years, right?
Yeah, that was it was tough.
It was?
You go to the same place for 22 years.
I know.
You get to know the people and you have a standard routine and you know the deal. It's just like every day. But then I'm looking for a new change.
Yeah, it's not only that, though. You stay with a company for that long, the pay around you keeps going up faster than the pay the pay that you receive from that one company. That's kind of like typical. You stay with a company and you're like there for 30 years and you like started at $10 an hour and now you're at like 20. But other truckers like are making $30, $40, $50 an hour or something crazy like that.
You know? Well, it wasn't the trucking company that I had a problem with. It's who we were pulling for.
Oh.
They were tanking.
Oh, shit.
Before it would just be full trucks, just top to, floor to ceiling, all the way to the back. You can barely shut the door. And it's just dwindled, especially after COVID. Just down.
Have you ever done OTR or like long distance?
Oh, hell no. No, thanks.
What's OTR? On the road?
Over the road.
Yeah, over the road. That's what kind of got me interested in trucking was
see the world?
Yeah, but you see it from a road. The more I think about it, I'm like, they're seeing all these states, but you can't really just stop, right? Every state. You're on a time.
You got to get gas.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to get gas.
You see a lot of gas stations, probably.
Like, that's one question I have is, like, when you fill up your truck, how far can you go before you have to fill up again? Does it burn? It must burn a tremendous amount of gas.
Like 7 miles per gallon.
How big's your gallon? I mean, how big's your tank?
How big's your
gallon? My gallon is actually one gallon.
What? You're kidding me. I meant your tank.
Great question.
You're welcome.
I have two tanks.
Timestamp that question.
180 gallons.
180 gallons.
Oh, man.
But I don't pay for it. I just pull up to the rider pumps, and they pump it, and they scan the barcode on the truck. And
you don't even get out of the truck?
Oh, hell no.
They have...
You can.
Who's going to get out of their truck? You got to climb down a ladder.
Pee, what if you have to go?
Well, they prefer you not to because...
liability issues?
Yeah. Although I'm a rider employee, I could get out... But they prefer you not to because there's diesel on the floor, on the ground, and you could hit one of the pump hoses and knock it out of the tanks. And
sounds so gay.
Yeah, but that's their job. That's their job to walk around, check your tire pressure, do your windows, your oil, fill you up.
I'm gonna go there.
Yeah, you must have assigned stations that you are able to stop at, right?
Yeah, any rider location.
Man.
You just
pull rider locations have pumps and stuff like that?
Yep.
Oh, dude, yep. Man, this is a whole new world I'm just like learning about.
Yeah, you don't want
to
get
me back into, in. I'm you, back in on wanting to be a trucker now.
No, you don't. Fuck. No, you don't.
Because that's what I get. Everybody that's a trucker tells me not to be a trucker. I'm like, well, what, why are you a trucker? Because they don't want
you to
competition.
Take their job.
Yeah. I would come in and I'm so charming, they're afraid that I would advance.
I think that's a prerequisite
to
for the job.
I'm like the rider, COO, after like six months.
Well, if you're looking for normal hours as a trucker, you're not going to get them.
What's normal, though? I pretty much work 7 days a week.
7 days a week, but what time?
You know, any all different
what
times.
What time do you come in?
Oh, in the morning? 7.
Okay, that's normal. Oh. Desmond. Who is it?
It's just an email. I'm sorry. No phone call.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, oh, you work 7 to like 3.
7 to 3?
Yeah.
No, that's me. That's operation
hours. That's physically
hours.
Here.
Yeah, then I shop after work every day pretty much. And you go home and then you got to do book work like while you're watching TV and eating. Stupid. Stupid stuff.
Yeah, but imagine setting your alarm at 9, 10 o'clock at night to go to work. And
no.
I wouldn't enjoy that.
No.
I tried working. I was third shift at Home Depot for a little while, but I didn't last long.
Yeah. Then you don't see your family. You just, like,
well, that's,
ships
that's
in the night.
Bonus.
That's why he wants to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I'm trying to get away. I'm trying to get away.
Yeah, so. It's glamorous in some ways, but
yeah,
not others. Like, I had to cover a run to South Burlington, Vermont yesterday because it was so snowy and icy that the other driver who does it on a regular basis
didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it. So, Sean, you're up.
Did you mind doing it?
I didn't mind.
Scary?
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, my God, you can only go like 35, 45 miles an hour. And,
that's true. But do you like it because you're bigger than them? Like, everybody on the road would be like, oh, bing, bing.
Nobody else was really on the road up there at that hour.
That would just be me.
Yeah. Chris is like the Hitler in a truck.
You know, you're heavy and you're climbing the hills and you're...
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, but your wheels are slipping out from under you.
That would be fun.
And then you're looking down the right side of you. You don't see any guardrails and you just see treetops and you're like, man.
Do you feel stress?
Of course you do. Your hands get all grippy. You're like, oh, man, you're concentrating on the...
Keep saying stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You grip that wheel. Oh.
Your hands get all grippy and then drippy.
Yeah.
Grippy and drippy.
Wow. That's why I want
that. That does sound scary.
It's exhausting mentally.
Yeah.
Because you're always on your game. Because you can't just be looking at your phone and because anything could happen like that.
And I'm out. I'm out again.
Yeah, ADD over here is never going to survive.
I have three things going on at once all the time.
Always. Yeah.
But you can't take your eyes off him because in a split second you're done.
Have you ever crashed?
No.
So no accidents?
No accidents. Never missed a day of work in 22 years. Never called out sick.
Jeez.
Why not?
No. Why?
Me either.
Well, we work when we're sick. Like, you've been sick, but we can work and be sick at
you're
the
mentally,
same time.
Both of you are mentally sick.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to natural high.
I think we all have to be.
Right.
But
it's just different levels of sickness.
I've been doing the same thing since I was 18 years old. That's long. I'm, 35? 38? I just turned 48.
Yeah.
It's a long time. But I'm kind of like, I'm probably going to be doing this my whole life. Or in my whole working life.
Right.
You know, so
well, that's what you know.
Well,
I look into things.
You can make the most of it.
I can't. Right now, what I'm doing is probably the most money I'm going to make doing what I'm doing. You know,
so unless you switch it up.
If I start as a trucker, there's no way I'm going to make what I'm making
now.
You
could be food trucker.
Food trucker?
Cisco.
Yeah. No, I don't want to drive.
That's actually not a half.
Drive around and make food.
That's a pretty good ass idea you just gave me right there.
Food trucker?
Yeah.
Well, what sucks is when you deliver to those places, you got to hand unload everything.
Screw that.
Wheel
I'm
it.
Out. I'm out.
You don't do that, do you?
No.
You just sit there.
I just sit there.
But I would
you
have,
guys done?
I would have
all right.
to. Me as a new trucker, I would have to do it.
Yeah.
You'd have to ride in the back with the
you
food.
Know, I used to do that. I was an unloader for A&G up in Manchester.
Familiar. So
an unloader?
I drive in with my electric pallet jack, grab a pallet, pull it out, break it down.
Ugh, that's all
sorted.
Get paid. A good truck was like $120. Took you like Well, depending on how many separations you have to do. Once in a while, you get one where you just have like a runoff. You pull pallets out and throw it in the line, and it was $120. But then you get that truck like in the freezer or yeah. something, and each pallet has to be like separated like 50 ways
yeah.
into separate pallets. It's like took you 8 hours. Mm. So and yeah.
So you could pedal stuff off the back and wheel it up.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
No. I want to be a trucker, and I want to drop my trailer and go bobcat, find another trailer.
Bobtail.
Yeah. Bobtail it, and then go to another thing, and that's all I want to do. Can you do that? Can you say that's all I'm doing?
Well, that's pretty much what I've been doing is either live load
and
or
I don't
live
wanna,
unload.
And I don't want to do that, you're saying?
Live unload, they do it. You just monitor the stuff coming off.
Oh, I can monitor?
Yeah.
I want to monitor.
Oh, my God, you're going to get an armband and like a...
Dude, yeah. I don't have a clipboard.
I'm the truck monitor.
The checklist is where I probably fail as a trucker. I have such ADD and stuff like that, and I'm lazy, so I would just not check. You know,
you're good.
What is the checklist like? Like, it's pretty long, I'm sure. You got to check the brakes. You got to check the tires. You got to check the oil. You got to check everything.
I just get in and drive.
Yeah.
Whatever that's what falls most apart, people probably do.
Yeah, whatever falls apart, right. falls apart on the road.
You have to trust yeah. that it's taken care of.
I mean, if you have, like, no tread, is that going to really stop you from going on your trip? No. You're probably like, I got, like, 17
well,
other
I
tires.
Think it might.
Well, you, well, considering
I've got 17 other tires.
You have 17 pounds on your tires?
No, 17 other tires, oh. he says. Yeah. What do I yeah. need the 18 yeah. oh. yeah. tires?
What's one? It's not going to stop you.
That's make sure you
it'll
got your tires.
Just blow off and yeah. hit the car next to you.
Yeah,
they're backups.
It's fine.
No, but considering your last podcast where you needed somebody else to fuel your car for you, I don't think trucking is a good thing because you have to be...
I'm mechanically inclined.
You have to be kind of, you know, slightly
you
mechanically inclined.
You have to have a clue. You have to have a clue.
I don't.
I know. That's why I can't see
and,
you doing that.
And I carry a tote of some, I say, survival type stuff where... I got like mechanics wire to tie things up and, you know, some basic tools just to get you through. But
yeah.
Some granola bars.
And you're home every day, so it's not like yeah. you're packing for a week. Sorry. It's my wife.
Uh-oh. It's the wife. She's
it's
like,
a text. Yeah, can you talk? You mind if I talk to my wife?
Oh, my God. You're going to put her on. She's going to get mad.
She's saying.
Only if you. I'm going to write back. Only if you want to be on the podcast.
She's going to say, don't you dare, I'm listening to the show, don't you dare get into trucking or you're dead.
Yeah, that's right.
She had no problem with it, I think.
She'd be like, she'd where out. Do you sign up?
Get
she
out.
Already applied to you at all these places.
Get She's out like, of the house.
Tony, I got a job interview for you.
I want to push
at
that.
Bill's Trucking
I'm
Service.
To push that button.
Is it? Which one is it? Oh. That's so
that's
loud.
That's a laugh track?
Yeah.
That's awful.
This is oh, she wrote back. Nope. All right, call nope. you later.
Hi, Kara.
She wants to talk house with you.
Jeez,
can you talk?
It's about. I'm sure it's about the house. She's got. What was the house that she told you about that you know?
Yeah, she went to it yesterday.
Yeah, she really wants that one.
I know she
that
does.
One's $400,000 uh-huh. asking.
Yeah, I've been in it. It's worth it.
Oh yeah, you know what the mortgage is at asking? It's $3,100 a month. What do you pay for mortgage?
Can't you make it less?
If you put down like $80,000,
do you have $80,000?
No, nobody does.
Oh, like well, no, what's my mortgage? It's like $13,000.
Oh, that's my rent's almost twice that. At clock yeah. hour. Damn.
Sorry.
This
I got
is
it.
Where
good.
We are, dude.
That's where we're at.
That's. So you have to wait for somebody to die. That's how we got our house.
I told my wife I would totally buy a house if somebody died. If multiple people were killed and slaughtered, I would still. I mean, if it's. If I can get
if
into a house for under
house.
$300,000, I would do it. If somebody was killed, who cares?
Well, you might have to end up committing murder.
What's. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? The only thing I'm not afraid of ghosts. I'm more afraid of like retaliation violence, like if they were connected to the mob or something, and there's like stuff hidden in the house, and they're trying to get it out of the walls.
You get to work with him, Chris.
Yep.
Fuck.
Oh God.
This is all day, every day.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
Win the lottery.
Actually, I played it, and I'm trying to win the HGTV home, the dream home. It was, you have to vote like twice a day, and I did it for like 2 months straight. You sit there and you vote.
Did you win?
I don't know. They're supposed to let let the winner be known like in 2 weeks. I never win. I've been doing it every year for like 10 years. That's the only gambling I do.
Then you can't afford the taxes.
No, nobody can. Yeah, and the house is in Montana, so you stay in it for a week, and then. I don't think anybody's ever tried to keep them because they give you cash too. They give you like $1 million cash to offset the. What the frick? Sorry.
Hey, you wanted to keep the phone.
Wow, I know. Yeah. It's just, you know, with Apple phones, if you don't look at the text, it keeps reminding you every 20 seconds.
Maybe you can.
No, but I want to hear if we might get a phone call.
Well, you could leave it open to her text and then it won't do that in between.
I don't understand that.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway,
HGTV home, they give you like $1 million cash. The taxes, the tax hits.
And a truck.
Oh, yeah. A nice SUV.
They give you a nice little truck.
Ooh.
Yep. And it's this latest one's like in Montana.
Has anybody ever won?
Every year somebody wins. Yeah.
And I never saw like the winner, like never came out.
They used to, what they would do is they used to be on TV. Like they would surprise the winner, videotape balloons and everything like that. And they stopped doing that for a while. But
they could show up here, Sean.
I doubt it. I don't know.
Peeking in the window.
If you want to play a mean joke on me, show up with like a fake camera crew and a bunch of balloons, like right around 2 weeks from now.
Chris.
Oh my God.
It would crush me.
You gotta do it.
I have I don't know where it is. When my kids were little, I started doing this. Like when they were 11, maybe.
You started doing the HGTV home?
Yeah, they started doing it like 10, 15 years ago. Whenever they started doing it, I was doing it. But one year, we were living in this tiny cramped apartment with in Elmwood Village in Hudson.
Yeah.
With my kids. And I tricked them, and I left a...
Oh, my God.
Back when you had answering machines, remember those days? I called it in a different voice and said, hey, this is... I can't remember what name I used. This is so-and-so from HGTV. We just want to let you know that, you know, you've been selected for the... My kids, like, they knew what we were doing, and they wanted that house so bad. So my oldest, Harrison, at the time, called me back, and he was all on a, like, a freaked out. He's like, oh, my God, we won. You can hear Hunter, my other one, screaming in the background. And they're like, we won the house. And then I let them know it was me, and they were crushed. They still look at me kind of funny. They still look at me like... I'm never going to forget that.
Anything that you say from that day forward, they don't trust a word that comes out of your mouth. No.
I pulled a gag on my friend, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was just so awesome. I set it up perfect. He's a drummer, and he was in... his name's Kevin Rio. Kevin Rio.
What's up, Kev?
And he was in a band, Old Wood Prophet, back when he was like 17 years old, and they did a studio album and...
Wow.
Did a CD, and so back in the day when he'd had the CD, I had a little portable CD player in my car, and it had the FM Wi-Fi. Well, not Wi-Fi. You can link it to your FM FM transmitter on the side.
Is it so, like a old school Bluetooth?
Old
like
school Bluetooth.
Before Bluetooth, but, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, so... I tuned into like 89.9 or something like that, and I was listening to his CD, and he pulls up next to me, and we're window to window, you know, driver's door to driver's door, and I'm like, dude, is this you? And he saw me turn the volume up, and it was on the radio station. He goes, what the hell is that? I said, I don't know. I was listening to some college station, and they're playing your CD.
Oh my God.
Goes, are you kidding me? I says... Now, I knew that the strength of my FM transmitter would reach his car. I said, I'm telling you the truth. Turn it into 89.9. He goes, he dials in, and he goes, his eyes get big. And he was like, no way. And then it goes to the next.
Oh, no.
It goes to the next song, and he goes, mind blown. He grabs his head. He goes, they're playing the whole album.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How could you keep it straight for
the whole album.
He was like, what the hell radio station is this?
Crying?
Am I going to make phone calls? So I hold up my portable CD player. And I says, wow. Dude, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
And it took him a little. You can see the wheels turning in his head. He was crying. I'm such a douche.
I've seen, like, women can prank guys the best because they could always, like, girls always know... I don't know if they know this, but a lot of times guys will have crushes on girls and stuff like that.
I don't know.
What?
They might like play this like prank on a guy, being like, you know, I think I like you, and then the guy's like, oh my god, I've loved you for 20 years. I have a shrine to you, and they're like, I was like kidding. And you're like, whoops.
Oh, yeah. I'm outed.
Yeah, if I was a girl, I would do that all the time. All the time.
Oh, you slut.
That prank slut. I'm a slank.
You're a slank?
Yeah, I totally would. But kids are the best. You ever prank your daughter?
I used to prank my boys.
Yeah, I think boys you can prank them. Maybe girls, it's kind of like...
Well, no, I used to hide in the shower. They'll hold grudges. When they used to come in and pee, I would scare them.
What? Jesus.
Do you realize, I used to hide behind the shower curtain.
Is that why there's urine all over your ceiling and walls?
No, that's why, but they check the shower every time before they pee.
Wait, whoa. Let me get this straight.
It's called trauma.
Your boys would go in and go pee and you'd hide behind the curtain?
And I'd scare them. I'd jump out.
And then you'd have to clean up the pee after they'd jumping all over the place.
That was worth it.
She used to squirt them with water while they were banging. And they're like, what the heck's going on?
Where's it coming from? Oh, my God. You know what prank? I'm such a bad mother.
I could watch these videos on the pranks of putting clear tape across the door.
Oh, my God.
I could watch those like, all day long.
Your eyelashes stick to it.
The lipstick and the eyelashes go down.
Their glasses stick.
Just their feet.
I could watch those all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do it to you.
To me?
And I packing tape right across like, the door jam.
Like gray hairs stay on the tape.
Matt's younger daughter used to like to prank him. So we would like, she'd put saran wrap over the toilet seat.
Oh, no.
That's
crap.
So when
he went to go pee, it would just...
Because he sits down when he pees.
She would make him a sandwich and leave the cheese wrapper on. So when he...
Oh, I never tried that. That's so good. You got to do that. I'm going to do this for my customers.
Put a rubber band around the squeeze thing at the sink.
Yeah.
Ooh. So anytime you turn the water on, and they come spray. Up the sprayer.
You know, with these new cars like Tesla and stuff, it's a little easy to prank people really good that own Teslas. I saw a video of a son that pranked his father who got a Tesla. So every time he used his blinker, it made a fart noise. And there's a video out there. I don't know if
there's
you want to look it up. Look it
so
up. Yeah,
funny.
It's so funny because he's driving and he's videotaping his dad. And when he starts to do the blinker, here.
Where's it come out of? The speakers in the car?
Yeah. He programmed it so but outside the car, you can hear it too. So, but he's like yelling at his kid. He's like, "You need help. You really need help." I mean, it just reminded me of my dad telling me that shit.
One of my first cell phones was made by Garmin. You know the
GPS.
GPS. So you could record your own voice to do all the directions. Like there was the whole
That's
thing
cool.
you could do. So it would tell you, okay, say right, and then you would say it in your voice or however you want to say it. So I'd be like, go right, you fucker. And like, all so many times it was my own phone, but anytime I put directions in, made myself laugh because it was me telling myself to go right, fucker, or stop, asshole. It was funny.
Every time you like program like somebody's house, it does,
make
oh,
a
crack
right,
house.
Dick. Yeah. Crack house on the right. You've reached your destination.
I gotta pull up those videos. The Tesla farting directional.
Oh, it is so.
That's pretty funny.
I shared it recently on one of my social pages. It was so funny. I mean, I discovered it like 1 a.m. and I watched it over and over for like an hour.
Oh my god!
It's not the fart that's the funniest part. It's the dad's kind of dialogue. Yeah, he's like, wonder if I had a girl in the car and I was on a date, you know? And he's like going, and the kid's just snickering the whole time. I mean, it reminds you, you know, if you ever did stuff, you ever do anything like to your father or anything, a prank? I used to prank my dad all the time.
You did?
Oh, I went professional. I got him on Jam Scam 94.5. You ever hear of that?
Yeah.
This radio station back in the 90s, they had a professional like prank setup, and you can prank somebody, and they'll prank them, and then they'll play it on the air. And my dad, who's very serious, you know, about his business, he had a cafe, just like kind of like what I do, and I had them prank my dad, and they called up as like the district attorney of New Hampshire. They called up and said stuff like, you know, we got reports that you're not, you know, reporting all your taxes and people are getting sick. We're probably going to be taking away your license. And he's like, oh, like swearing. He threatened the guy. He's like, I'm going to squeeze you until your eyes F and pop out.
Your dad was saying this?
Yeah. This is like during a lunch rush. So I'm in the kitchen. I'm like, I'm like, Dad, you got to get this call. It sounds important. And I'm like chopping up steak on the grill and watching him. I'm like, my eyes were huge because I was like, he's going to kill me.
And then the end, though, don't they say, oh, this is a jam scam?
At the end,
something?
They go, this is a jam scam from Tony. And he's never heard of jam scam, so he was still pissed. He's like, I don't, what are you fucking talking about?
How do you know my son's name?
And then when he figured it out,
I don't have a son named Tony anymore.
He goes, when he figured out it was a prank, the last thing they play of him on that show was, you son of a... And then they kind of ended it. But he'd never heard of jam scam, so that's why it was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great.
I wonder if he remembers that.
Oh, yeah. I bring it up every time. You know, like,
call him.
It went family.
Call.
I should dad. Call my dad. This is a jam scam. Call your dad. Hey, Tony. Is that how we talk?
He's got a deep voice.
Hey, Tony.
He's just, he's like purebred. He's sick. purebred Sicilian.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony, get that.
You know,
back.
It's been
Tony.
A while. Like, you know, when you go on your recent calls and you
miss the ball.
Keep scrolling like 100 times, it's been a while since I called my dad.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's going to think something's wrong.
No.
He's going to be like, why the shit is Tony calling me? He needs money.
He's going to give you crap because you never call him on a regular basis. But
it's going to be another jam scam.
Hello?
Dad?
You know what I do when I...
I'm pregnant.
All right, here we go. Oop, I hit call.
Hi, Dad.
Your mom's going to answer. Give me the phone. It's Tony.
Whenever I get a call from... Uh-oh. Here he is. Shh.
Everybody. I'm scared.
What's his first name?
Joe. Giuseppe. No, it's Joseph. Joseph.
His brother's still sleeping.
Call my dad.
What was that?
Oh, that was you? That wasn't me.
That was my direction.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Dad. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, buddy, and yourself?
I'm very good. How's your day going?
Oh, excellent. We had a good time, good turnout. They loved our music, and it was a plus all the way around for us.
Oh, yeah, cool. You guys going, my dad. Dad, you're on my podcast, just to let you know, little heads up. I'm here with Chris. You're on a podcast right now? I'm calling you from a podcast. You're on a show.
Yeah, right.
What?
It's true.
I'm not pranking you, I swear to God.
It's true.
You hear the other people talking? Say something, Sean.
Hello.
Joe.
That's what's his name? That's Hunter.
That's not Hunter.
We were just talking about like pranking people, and I just want to remember, I want to reminisce. Remember when I pranked you on that radio show?
Oh, I remember that completely. Oh, yeah, you son of a bitch.
You do remember that. Yeah, and we just. I'm curious, have you ever been pranked that good by anybody since then?
No.
No?
No, not at all. I've been wise to anybody that calls. I just hang up on them.
Oh, you just hang up on everybody.
See what you did to your father.
So what was more traumatic, that or Vietnam?
Oh, my God.
Actually. I didn't know what I was doing over there.
Oh, man.
It was just a joke.
So it wasn't Vietnam, but anyway, that's another subject.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. How's the band going?
Going good.
Yeah.
It's promising. I joined another band.
You're in another band?
Yeah.
What?
Another local band that lost their bass player, and I know the drummer, and he put together a group with a female singer, organ, trombone, saxophone,
organ.
All the goody stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, but he plays mostly country western, very little rock at all. And also he does, like Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra, that kind of music.
Like crooner.
Yeah. Crooning stuff.
So well, what's going on with the what's going on with the East Coast
crooner.
Rockers?
Crooner.
Well, it's about Ray will be going back up north around the end of April. So that leaves from April all the way until he comes back until November.
Oh.
So this way here, I can be playing with this other band. They don't play every single weekend. You know, they maybe do about maybe one or two gigs a month.
Wow.
It gets so hot down here, a lot of bands don't want to play outside or even play.
Damn.
So, So, yeah. It'll be a new feather in my cap, you know, because I don't generally play country.
Yeah.
And I don't generally do lounge music. So,
right.
It'll be a good experience for me.
Yeah, just remember, it's basically just 1 in 5.
Yeah, that's right.
Aww.
That's bass talk. You know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a drummer here. You're actually on a podcast, Dad. I wasn't joking. We got a guy named Sean Sylvain, who's a drummer and a ghost hunter and a trucker. And Chris, you know Chris that works with me? She's on the podcast right now, too. So you're actually on the podcast.
Oh.
Can I use this? Even if you say no, I'm using it. But I'm just asking you for the hell of it.
I know you are.
Don't worry. It's not like Jam Scam. There's only like Jam Scam has millions of listeners. We've got like
3.
We got a little less than that.
Two and a half listeners.
Yeah. Us 3.
So I just want to call and say hi and check with you. I'll call you later too. We've been like looking at houses again, so I'd like to catch up with you if I can give you a call maybe later, like after 5.
Oh sure. Oh absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna be here all day. I just got through playing tennis, so.
Oh, nice. Still doing that. Yeah.
Florida. All right, we're coming down.
Yeah, we're all coming down.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. Doors open.
I appreciate that. Oh, hey, I love you, and I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, buddy. Love you too.
All right, bye. Tony's dad.
See ya.
See ya.
Love that guy.
He's so cute.
I'm jamming and playing tennis.
He's in 2 bands.
He's like, I just come back from tennis, so come on down.
He's always on the tennis. When I was little, my parents went played together in Hudson, down by where Walmart is. There used to be a tennis club there, and they had like big tents.
Oh yes, yeah.
The white tents. I don't know.
They
if you
looked
remember.
Like yes, straight ahead.
Yeah, it looked like breasts.
They had Nashua tennis too. Nashua swim and tennis.
Oh really?
Remember?
Was it
do
in
you remember
Hudson?
That? No.
Is
in Nashua.
I'm saying that because Nashua and Hudson, they do weird things. And like in Nashua, you'll find clubs called the Hudson this.
It's still there. Nashua Swim and Tennis is still there.
Oh, it's still there?
Yep.
Oh.
Right off of Chandler Street. Like if you make a right and you go back down by the river, there's condos down there. It's right in front of those.
I'm going to keep talking about tennis because I made a prank video. I pranked my dad and videotaped him down in Florida. He used to play tennis, but he would like go against a 90-year-old lady or something,
and he would like win.
Jack her, like jack the ball.
Why didn't that surprise me?
So I took a bunch of video of my dad playing like different people down in Florida tennis. My dad's like athletic, you know. Yeah. And this, he's not even 80 yet actually, but like 10 years ago. No, it was less than that. Like 5-6 years ago. He's like running up and down the court, spanking the ball. So I made a compilation video, and then I put this crazy like music and sound effects. So and I named the video Joe and his Thunder Racket versus the Citizens of Sebastian, Florida. Yeah. So every time he hit the ball, it's like a thunder crash. It's so good.
Did you send it to him?
Oh yeah, no, Joe. I waited for him.
Thunder Racket.
I also have videos of me getting my parents scratch tickets that are fake winners.
Oh, I got one of those ones. It was not
you
good.
You son of a bitch. Actually, I can't look for it now. It's going to take forever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, you're going to pull the prank where you put packing tape across the door jam with your parents.
I've never done that.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I've never tried anything physical, like any physical pranks on my dad. I don't know what would happen. Like, you'd have a flashback and start killing me.
You know what I used to do? Talking about pranks during Christmas time with the tinsel on the trees and the old glass screen TVs.
Yes. Oh, because they'd of the stick static, to it. Yeah.
I'd put it across. I'm like, I'd smack the TV with something metal or something just not to break it.
But right.
I'm like, oh my God, I broke the TV, and they'd come in and it really looked like a crack. Freaking
what'd
out.
You do?
They do stuff like that now, but you just buy a sticker, you stick on somebody's car with a scratch and stuff. It's good. The TV thing, I've seen a bunch of pranks on TV or YouTube where they make a huge crash noise and they have that fake crack sticker and they put it on the TV and the dad comes in. And then you see like the dad in his real like angry
rage
state.
Yeah.
And the kids play for everybody on YouTube. It's so embarrassing.
I've turned ignition. There you go. Play that.
It's going to be loud.
That's it. That's perfect for that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know if I've
ever turned ignitions on cars and put everything on, the radio high, the windshield wipers on, the hazards.
What about mayonnaise on stuff? Like on door handles, under windshield wipers? I've done that. Yeah. Oh. So when they turn it on, it's like, they die in a car crash, but it's funny.
Dog poop on the bottom of a door handle.
Oh, like real poop? That's well, hardcore. Poop.
Feces.
Feces.
I have a feces story. Yeah. I think you have a urine story. I don't want to say that because it's still recent. It's still fresh in my memory.
It's still warm on your leg.
It's still warm in my leg and in the bottom of my car.
What happened?
Oh, okay, I'll say.
His pants.
I didn't poop my pants.
Is this a subject changing thing?
I've been like doing weird diets lately, and one I have to increase my water take. Right, so I drink a ton of water. At least like a gallon of water plus coffee. Because I'm like literally, I pee like in the morning, and then I wasn't peeing until like 7 o'clock at night. Like that's it.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, no, I drink enough liquid to keep me alive, but not enough water. So I drank like over a gallon of water. Last Wednesday, and I still haven't peed. And then I had to go to Sam's afterwards to pick up my food order.
Yes.
So I'm in Sam's parking lot waiting for the guy to drop my food in my trunk. And I started to feel like I had to go then, but you're sitting down. So you're like, I can make it back, you know, on the highway and all the way home. So I really had to go. And then, of course, the guy's late bringing my food out. Like, I had to wait 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay. So I put on my seatbelt and kind of pulled it tight. So everything's compressed and helped me, like, hold it. Finally get my food, I get out of Sam's parking lot. And I'm about to get on the highway, and I really have to go. And I got to drive like 5 miles up the highway to come back to where I live. And as I'm getting closer to the exit, you know, you're kind of thinking about it more, and you really, really have to go. So I'm clenching everything, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So I'm starting to think, where can I stop to, like, go?
It's your only thought, though, isn't it? Like, your only thought is where you're going to go, like, to the bathroom. Like,
there's
you
two
think
thoughts.
Of anything else.
There's,
where so you're like a drug addict. So.
Yeah, where can I find a toilet? And then the plan C, where can I just jump out of my car and take a piss?
Yes.
And this is, like, you know, it's all city. So there's really nowhere you can go. So I couldn't find a toilet, like, that I can just run in and use. So I'm, like, I'm panicking, and I'm, like, lifting my ass off the I'm like sideways and lifting my ass off my car seat while I'm driving, trying to like just contain it in my bladder. And I was about to explode, and then I saw the DMV entrance. So I drove down the DMZ entrance for like 50 miles an hour, and it started coming out a little bit right there. Like, as much as my muscles were contracting, it was coming out.
You're trembling.
Yeah.
Because there's no cameras outside there.
Oh,
right?
I didn't care at that
it's
point.
Like it just
now it's
cameras.
Like I'm trying to preserve the inside of my car. I'm trying not to like ruin everything in my car. Because I had a lot of liquid that had to come out. It wasn't going to be like just a little in your pants. This is going to be like a flood. So as I'm rounding into the parking lot, it just starts coming out. And then I'm like, I must at some point just said, fuck it. And I just let go. And then I'm like.
In your car?
Yeah, like I lost a quarter bladder, like in my pants. But I was wearing my chef gear, which is polyester. So it wasn't absorbing in my pants. It was shooting.
It was beating.
Funneling down my leg and out by my foot.
into your WeatherTech floor mat.
Yeah, it was puddling by my left foot on the floor mat. I finally stopped the car. It was a bunch of cars, people walking to the cars. It was a busy day at the DMV, and I just jumped out and started peeing right there. Like, opened my door, turned my ass to the people, and I didn't give a shit. I was just like peeing the rest of it out. And then I'm like, I look in my car, and there's a puddle like right on the floor. And I'm like, are you serious? So I ruined my floor mat, pulled that out. I threw it in the trunk, all like ashamed.
He's like, I'm going to throw my pants away.
Yeah. And then I just threw I threw an apron that I had in there on the seat of my car. And it was kind of shocking. My leg was wet, but not like when you pee your pants. I don't know if you remember it. Like your pants get wet.
I don't know.
It wasn't like that. Like most 90% of the urine just kind of like shot down my leg and onto my floor mat. It's so weird. Like if you're going to pee your pants, wear polyester.
It just beads right off.
Or perhaps a diaper.
You could actually just walk through the mall and pee at the same time, you know, and they would see it on the floor, but you wouldn't be wet, you know.
It's better than having to go number two.
Yeah, 48 years old and I peed. Myself.
I peed myself this year, too.
Did you?
Yeah, women pee a lot of the time.
I was driving my brother and his family to the airport. So we had two stops at the airport because half of the family was getting on one flight and the other half was getting on the other flight. And we're in traffic going into Boston. And I was like, all of a sudden I felt like I had to go to the bathroom. I was like, fuck. And I didn't want to say anything because where am I going to go? We're on like on the bridge or wherever we were going in the tunnel.
Zakem.
Yep. And so we get to the first one, a couple of the family members get out. I had to get into the driver's seat at that point because my brother had been driving before, and I was like, I couldn't even walk from the passenger side to the driver's side without hunching over going, oh my God. And I was like, all right, I'll stop because there's a cell phone lot. I'm like, there's a bathroom at the cell phone lot at one of them. I wasn't sure which one it was. So I was like, I'll just go there. So I dropped my nephew off. I was like, Kevin, get the fuck out of the car. You need to walk to your gate. Walk to the whole thing. I got to go.
Oh, wow.
He's like, all right. So I'm driving out of the airport. I missed the turn to go to the cell phone lot. And I was like,
oh, no.
There's nowhere to go but highway, you know, out of Boston. Wow. So I pulled off the highway into a side street. It was a dead end in the middle of, like, downtown Boston.
That's right. Yep. You got to, like, pull everything out. Like,
and I'm in my sister-in-law's car, and I'm like, I can't pee in my sister-in-law's car. Like, she wouldn't like that.
She wouldn't like that.
She'd stop liking you.
It would wipe right up. But anyway, so I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to... But I was, like, focused on where I was... Like, I wasn't even paying attention to, like, lights, nothing. Stop signs, nothing. I was just so focused on where the hell I was going to pull my pants down. So I pull over and I went into the bushes and I didn't even check to see if I was peeing on a homeless person.
But you didn't pee your pants.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
So now you owe us a story.
It was so close. I was like, so I pulled my pants down, I'm squatting. I was like,
Were you holding on to anything so you didn't fall?
No. And I was like, no, and I was like in the bushes. There was a gate and there was a big building behind me. I'm like, those people, if they were looking out the window, they'd be like, what the hell? Mm. And then I just got back in the car and I was like, oh my God.
Well, back to trucking.
I felt so good.
It's Sean's turn.
It's my turn. Yeah. Okay.
Think of a good one.
One sticks out. Perfect.
Wow.
I was in my truck going 495. I was heading out to Auburn, Mass. And it was traffic time.
And it's bumpy in the truck, isn't it?
Yeah. And before I left, you do that.
Sorry, I was doing an imitation of
Sean Tim bumpy.
Driving on a bumpy road.
Holding onto your
fire. That's probably what I was doing.
I'm sorry.
So, before you leave Nashua, you're like, do I have to go? No, I don't have to go. So you go on your track, and you, and all of a sudden, my belly was like, there was no heads up. What? I didn't have any feeling.
Like a flash flood?
Like you had to pee?
No, I had to.
Oh, you had to shit?
It was diarrhea.
Like, he had to pee out his ass.
He had to piss the shit.
I said, oh, my God, I got to go so bad. And there's no stopping. It was like it folded me over instantly.
While you were driving?
And it just an attack. And I said, oh, no.
It's coming.
And it was heat and pressure?
I started just to liquid. Cold sweat. Oh, wow. I was sweating. I was like, oh,
it was
no.
starting to burn around his butt.
My belly hurt so much. And I says, I have to pull over, like, now. I don't even know if I'm going to make it out of the truck.
Oh, wow.
And the scary thing is, I had no inkling of anything. I was fine. Just driving, listening to the radio. Then bang, like, all right. So I park the truck on the side of the highway, put my hazards on. I hop out, and I jump over the guardrail only to discover that it's a very steep incline.
Did you fall?
I almost did. And I
you
was
fell
like,
and you it, shit.
As you roll in.
I was doing like the shit and roll.
Stop shit and roll.
Stop shit.
Drop shit. Drop shit and roll.
There's no
you
dropping.
Your own shit
There's
slide.
No dropping. Somebody comes to check on him and they slide.
The rescue crew comes to help him. They slide.
And they slide and fall in it.
Okay.
So I'm doing like the skiing snowplow. I'm going down the hill.
Shitboarding.
I'm shitboarding.
Shitboarding.
So I pull down trout, and I'm facing uphill. I grab a tree.
And you just...
just so what? I wouldn't fall. I and it was like, bang, I'm done.
Really?
It was just like a cannon. Boom! Everything, and you could hear like it tumbling down the hill in the leaves. I had my roll of paper towels with me, and I'm like, oh, I feel so much.
Can you imagine, like, a squirrel? Like, a squirrel's in a tree scene, and he's like...
It was in a... Well, that's the thing about trucking. If you get into trucking, you're going to have to be...
I'd pee in my truck, like, every week.
Imagine being stuck in traffic and you're crawling and you have to pee.
Have you ever tried to like fill a cup while you pee?
Yeah, I have.
Awful.
See, that you have to be in shape to do that. I can't. Like, I tried that once.
But don't you have a penis?
Yeah, but when you got a stomach, you got to like, you know, you can't
hold it out.
Like, when this is all easy access, and I'm talking about your, you know, your junk, if you got like a stomach, it's not like you can just bring the cup right up to it, you know. Because it's like a lot of flesh, so you're like, your stomach might hit the cup.
It doesn't come out further than your flesh?
No, like, I have to, like, when I pee in a cup, it's not like that I do it often, but I have to, like, go bring it in and, like, hover it right over that thing. Like, sometimes I have a soft stream, and sometimes it's, like, straight out 50 feet. So,
soft stream.
Soft stream is like, yeah.
Soft stream, like, ice cream.
It's like a prostate piss.
Yeah, prostate piss.
Yeah.
But if you're getting into trucking, you just have to be creative about where you go.
Yeah,
I'm probably not. It's a dream of mine to drive a truck like just over the road, like a couple times, I think, just and treat it like an experience. But for me to go through trucking school,
why don't you rent an RV and just go on a vacation?
I want to drive a truck, have a load behind me,
like Sean did.
Yeah, I want to end that power. You know, I want to feel it.
Well, why don't you ride with him?
Well, you can't.
Oh,
yeah.
You can't.
Unfortunately. You can't have a visitor. Some companies won't let you do that.
Can't bring your Tony to work day?
No. It's all like, well, first of all.
Bring your Italian to work day.
Yeah, this is my Tony.
There's insurances and stuff like that.
It's your emotional support, Tony.
I'll be your emotional support.
Just put a vest on him.
Service Tony.
I'll dress up in chaps.
Service Italian.
Service Italian.
Yeah, put the vest
I'm
on.
With
yeah,
that's right.
The vest on with the embroidered service dog. You know.
I'll wear a collar. You can in a dog chain.
I need him. He's my service boy.
You can put him on a leash.
Yeah, it's like I have to wear like you have a ball in my mouth and a gag, and you just sit in the side of it.
That's
on the
not
other
what
side.
I meant.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I don't know about that. Oh, wow. I don't know. My mother listens to this.
Oh no!
Should we? Do we have any? Well, he started the shit story, so I have a shit story.
Well,
if
you were
talking
about peeing your pants, and Chris peed her pants, and well, I had to go.
You leveled up.
I did shit my pants once at my brother's.
What happened?
You shit your pants?
Well, I was like, I was doing this. I had a lot of liquid for some reason. But anyway, so we were all excited because we were all going to sit and watch a movie. How old was I? Probably like in my 20s, 30s. I don't know. So I'm sitting there, and we're watching. All of a sudden, I, like, some shit started to come out.
All
right?
of a sudden.
And I was like, oh, my God. And I just stood up. And I was like, I have to go take a shower. And they're like, we just started the movie. Why
at your brother's house?
Why are you going to take a shower at
like,
your brother's
I just
house?
Have to take a shower.
Did you at least run the shower?
No, I did. I went in the shower because I had started to
crime scene
leak.
A crime scene. I started
no, it
to
wasn't
leak.
That crime scene.
Oh,
it wasn't
solid.
My period.
It wasn't solid.
No.
Oh.
And poor, I was like, "What the?
Poor Chris."
So I know. I had to shower. That was my only shit story. I
shit at work. Shit my pants at work.
You did?
Yeah.
Here?
Oh, dude,
here,
don't say that. You serve food.
It was after we closed. Everything happens to me after we close. Like, while I'm here, my bowels shut down. You
did
know,
you
my
tell
bladder
me this
shuts
before?
Down. I might have.
Maybe in the interview.
At that time, I lived in
when you interviewed
I lived
me?
In Hudson, New Hampshire. Oh, I have a shit story too, coming back from my gig. I have several shit.
We'll just pick the best one.
Maybe I'll talk about the one. No, the one from work is kind of funny because it's not funny, but it's funny. Again, I was wearing my chef gear and I left work and I had to go, but I hate going. I hate shitting like in a public bathroom. I like my own private, personal.
Sometimes
throw.
You don't get to choose.
But that night I wasn't able to because I left And as I'm getting in my car, like that story of your stomach starting to blow up, that's what happened to me. And it was like a burning and then an oily feeling. I don't know.
You
know
oily?
I felt oily.
In your bum?
Inside, like there was hot oil gurgling in my intestines and my ass.
What did you eat?
I don't know. It was probably a low-carb, no-carb diet.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, 2 days after I start one of those things, it's like it does that.
Yeah,
it just cleans you out. And that was, like, what was happening. So I'm in my car, and I live, like, 5 minutes away in Hudson, and I knew I wasn't going to make it. Like, it was instant, and I'm, like, I started to panic. And so I drove around the front of the building, and I left my car running. I ran out of the car. Ran through the exit, and I'm trying to run and hold this beast inside me at the same time, and it just started coming out like in my underwear, like as I'm running down the hall. It was just like, it was like this.
Make that noise at first.
That's my feet. So it was no
joke.
Boy,
you run slow.
Well, listen to this. That's not the half of it. Like, I finally get to the bathroom, and.
And you didn't have to go? It went away?
No, it was coming out. Like, it was just the slow sludge, kind of like a Play-Doh factory, a slow burn. And I'm doing
like a Play-Doh factory.
The knot on my pants is like I pull, you know, yes. How you pull the strings to untie?
Yes.
Well, I pulled the strings, and then I went to go pull the string.
And made a knot?
And it knotted.
And it doubled, like it tightened it up. It was
so what'd
you
do?
Secondary knot I didn't know about. So I broke my pants. Like, I literally just, with one arm, I got, like, retard strength. It's like, snap. I snapped the rope that was, like, around the waistband. And then as I'm pulling my pants down, it starts, like, I just relaxed, which you shouldn't do. You should wait till your ass is on the bowl before you just relax. I relaxed as I'm standing up. And I sprayed the whole back of in my pants, the whole back of the toilet, and a little above it.
On the wall?
Yeah, I was wicked sick. And so I finally, and then I sit down on the bowl, only a little comes out at that point.
And it was like, beep, one little pellet.
It was like when it was hanging out. And I'm like, I go, how am I going to get out of here? Like, I'm looking at the toilet. There was like 3 little sheets of toilet paper left.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, all right, what am I going to, I'm like, am I going to have to sacrifice a shirt or my pants? With my underwear.
Your ripped pants that you ripped off of. Dude.
So I.
Wait, where were you?
I don't want to say exactly. Well, nobody from this building listens to the show. No, it was first floor.
Oh, on the right?
By the main entrance.
Oh, down there?
Way down the other end of the building. Because I drove around this. And I
did you clean it up?
Oh, yeah. This is the second part of the story. So I'm sitting in there and I'm like.
Housekeeping.
No. No. So
I heard you had
I'm like,
some
how do
paper.
I clean this up? I can't. There's no toilet paper. Even if there was, it wouldn't be enough for the cleanup that this thing needed. So I opened the trash. And I saw all the used hand towels.
Ooh, smart, though. Smart.
It's the only thing I had to do.
Yeah,
it's the only option.
That's very resourceful.
So I'm, like, grabbing trash out of there, and I'm, like, sopping up stuff and then throwing it back in the trash. It was so disgusting. It was a hazard. Anyways.
Spill.
Yeah, no. Listen to this. I hear somebody walking down the hall.
Oh, my God.
Like, getting closer to the bathroom. So I start to panic. So I immediately throw the thing over the trash barrel. I jump back. This is a one-stall bathroom. There's no other toilet in there. It's just a one-stall bathroom. It's the only toilet. So whoever's coming in has got to use that. And the toilet's still – it was kind of clean, but, if you just turn your head away and then look back at it, you would see a shit stain. You're like, damn, where'd that come from? So there was still that going on. The door opens, and I'm like, I'm quiet, and I'm in the stall, and I'm like holding my pants up, and like it must have smelled like death. So I heard the door open, and then I hear it slowly shut, and they left. I was like,
thank God.
Well, yeah, I mean, they must have known that when you walk up to that bathroom, something's off. So I finally get it all cleaned up, and then I had to throw my underwear away. That's the only, I mean, if they would have found out who it was. Not by the DNA, because there's no record of my DNA anywhere in the police system. Yeah. But who else wears 3X tidy whities in the building?
That's what I was going to say.
It narrowed it down.
Tony was here.
Yeah, it's either me or the fucking polar bear that's been running that's around. Right.
I think your chair just broke. Am I sinking? I'm getting... Oh,
oh yeah, no, yeah, you are
you
sinking.
Are, you're getting short.
You get shorter.
The microphone's on your forehead. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. That happens to me during work, too, when I sit.
Yeah. It just gets lower.
Yeah, so.
One scary story about trucking and pooping. I had to go, and I'm headed up to Maine, so
this
I pull over.
This would be my nightmare.
Yeah, well, I pull over. Again, instant. I'm hurting. I have to go right now. So I pull into the New Hampshire rest area on 95, heading north, and I pull in, get out of the truck, run, and no problem. I'm like, oh, I made it. Oh, thank God. All right. So I feel much better. I'm smiling, wash my hands. I go out back. Where's my truck?
What?
I'm like, where's my truck? I don't know. I don't see my truck. I'm like.
Somebody stole your truck?
Wait a minute. I have my keys. Nobody could have stolen my truck.
Right. Did you leave it in neutral?
I am in absolute panic. I left it in panic. I left it in panic mode.
I like that
that's
mode.
That's a good mode.
That
P's not for park. It's for panic.
That's right. P for panic.
Well, it was in neutral, and I didn't set the brakes. And I'm like, where's
Holy
my...
Holy shit.
Explain that to you, Oz.
At first, I'm not seeing the truck. I'm walking through the parking lot. Now, there's tractor trailers everywhere. I'm walking through the parking lot trying to find my truck.
Where was it?
It rolled down. Now
it rolled to the destination and unloaded itself. Like maximum overdrive.
It was on autopilot.
It went through the whole parking lot without hitting anything and went off the asphalt through a dirt section of the parking lot. And
just the incline.
At the end of the parking lot, there was a berm.
Yeah.
And it just
that stopped it.
Yeah. And it stopped it. It like rolled up and then cradled right there. And I went. Now this is like.
Imagine it's I would have been the person in the parking lot got hit by it.
It's almost like 1,000 feet away. It wasn't just like 25 feet
wow,
away.
That's
I'm like, holy crap!
I wonder if it built up speed. Whole... You think it just kind of stayed around 5-10 miles an hour?
Yeah. Well, yeah because it was just a slight incline.
There was no
you don't even realize that there's a hill, but enough to get something rolling though. It wasn't a steep hill, but enough to get momentum. I came out, I thought I was have to go and call the boss and say, holy shit, my truck is gone.
He already knew because he's got the camera on the truck going, Sean, where are you going, Sean?
That, you know, you got to be quick about like lying. Like, you seem like you're a very honest guy.
That happens.
Oh, you got to be able to lie.
Yeah, that's the thing. You just admit it.
It's what I always choose the other way. I always choose a stupid little white lie or something to cover up something that's not even worth covering up sometimes. No.
And then it gets way too elaborate, and then you're like, shit, why did I start that?
You suffer, you're killing yourself.
I'm so honest that when my boss had, because we had the GPS tracking, and he can see the breadcrumbs of your whole trip and where you stop for how long, blah, blah. He says, Sean, he goes, you already took a break, and you're already taking another 12-minute break in Kennebunk rest area. He goes, what were you doing? I says, really, dude, do I have to tell you?
Yeah, shitting.
He goes, yeah, I want to know. And I said, well, I had to take a shit. It took me all of about 5.2 seconds to shit, but the rest of the time was cleanup. I said, you ever try to get peanut butter out of a shag carpet with a tissue? And he goes, get out of my office. I said, well, you wanted to know. You asked. The rest was cleanup. I shit pretty quick, but it was cleanup.
That's the part. Waiting for the to double flush.
Have you ever had a ghost shit?
Yeah, you talked about ghost shit.
Yeah.
You go, ah, and you're like, oh, that's satisfying. You turn around, and it's like, there's nothing in the toilet.
How is that possible?
Because it was so streamlined.
Oh, I thought you meant a real ghost, like they when he was on his ghost encounter.
No, they call it a ghost shit.
Because it was so slick, it just went right down the pipe.
I think it was alive and just swam away. Yeah.
Swam.
It's hiding. Wait, you hit flush and it's like suspended underneath
it's
the
alive.
Seat like Mission Impossible style, like waiting for the water to go away. And it's like when you leave the bathroom, he takes off.
One more story.
One more story.
And then we're done.
Nope, I'm just checking.
Because I left my car in neutral once when I went into Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, shit.
Don't tell me you haven't recorded this.
Why does this keep shutting off?
Oh, my
Dude,
God.
Dude, like 5 minutes after we started. I'm joking.
Oh.
You suck.
I knew he was joking.
He pranked us. He pranked us.
Because he,
Go ahead, Chris.
Now I'm not going to say nothing. He should shut it off in the middle.
That would have been painful. Well, now I'm really checking to make sure it's recording because I'm sweating. Yeah,
right, because I was pressing buttons, so I meant to shut it off.
Yeah, I would have blamed. See, I would have blamed her. I would have been, Chris, what'd you do?
I'm going to push that red button. I'm going to push it.
Good, do it. Which one, A?
This one.
Okay. All right, that's good. We're done.
What's your story?
No, what's your story?
I don't feel like saying it.
Oh, come on.
Did
I turn
you off?
It's really not that good.
Did I turn you off with that prank? Good.
Yeah. I'll tell it next time.
All right. Dude, thanks.
Thanks for coming, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
I wasn't coming. I was just breathing heavy.
Oh, see? Can't get through the show without that. Oh, that sounds like a bunch of dogs. Was that dogs?
It could have been.
Oh.
It sounds like a laugh.
That's our audience. It's fucking dogs.
It's dogs being euthanized.
Going into heat. Yeah. They like our show so much.
You record a bunch of dogs being killed, and then like turn up the speed, and that sounds like a laugh track. That's how I did it.
You guys are messed.
I know. Yeah,
well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, happy Saturday.
Yeah, happy. Yeah.
Raise your cup.
You guys, cheers. Did you drink all your coffees?
Yeah. Mine's just about gone.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, AE Roastery, for supplying the awesome beans
that
we consume.
Thank you very much. Catch you next time.
Love y'all.
Love ya.
Bye.